The 20th Maine, a Volunteer Regiment in the Civil War by John J. Pullen. To My Parents. Chapter 1. How do you do, Colonel? When, in August of 1862, Colonel Adelbert Ames went to Portland, Maine to take command of a new volunteer infantry regiment, he was a little more than 14 months out of West Point and a year out of the First Battle of Bull Run, where he had received a painful wound. Thus it had been impressed upon him in two ways, one theoretical and the other practical, that discipline is a mighty good thing to have among your soldiers when the shooting starts. And therefore Colonel Ames was disgusted and horrified when he arrived at Camp Mason near Portland and got his first look at the troops gathering there for the 20th Regiment Infantry, Maine Volunteers. Instead of saluting, a man would say, "How do you do, Colonel?" often as not leaning against a wall or tree with legs crossed, for a Maine man will not ordinarily waste energy holding himself erect if there is an inanimate object handy to do that for him. The military posture of one man, standing in ranks, was so abdominally atrocious that Colonel Ames roared at him, "For God's sake, draw up your bowels!" The men wanted to act like soldiers, but obviously none of them had the slightest notion of military affairs. They had no uniforms or arms, and little equipment. Yet they had organized a guard and were trying to hold formations. At one guard mount, the officer of the day was clad in a brown cutaway, striped trousers and silk hat. He carried a ramrod for a sword. Both the officers and the men seemed to think that a regiment should be run something like a town meeting. Orders consisted of long explanations, then there would be conferences and discussions, and finally agreements between the officers and